Hello, and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. This is Hillary Cole, and you are listening to the award-winning Cool Jazz Set. And now, here is your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of great jazz. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, thanks, Hillary. Hillary Cole, one of our favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. Welcome, my friends, on this crisp fall evening. It's finally getting chilly. Nice fire in the fireplace. I had to leave to come to the station, but I think my wife is taking care of that, and I will enjoy that when I get home. Hope you're having a great weekend and getting ready for Thanksgiving, which is coming up this week. And let me wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving and a safe one if you're traveling, too. Well, let's get started. Tonight's show, you must believe in swing, because it doesn't feel like spring, I can tell you that. Here's Hillary Cole, and Do I Love You? Indeed I Do, Miss Hillary Cole.
En el solar de Príncipe Miles, la gente va a gozar. Thank you.
The Wayne Wallace Latin Jazz Quintet from a brand new release entitled Intercambio, and that was Miles Davis's Solar, an arrangement by the trombonist and leader Wayne Wallace. And that's on the Patois record label, and spelled P-A-T-O-I-S, patoisrecords.com. Before that, we heard a nice recording, a live recording done in 1999 at Birdland by the Holly Hoffman Quartet. Holly Hoffman, the flutist, and that featured the great bassist Ray Brown in the trio, the backer Bill Cunliffe, the pianist, and Victor Lewis on drums. And that's on the Azika record label, live at Birdland. And we started the first set tonight with the wonderful and very talented vocalist, Miss Hillary Cole, from her album, Haunted Heart. And we heard, Deed I Do. And speaking of talented vocalists, here's a brand new release from Miss Denise Donatelli. She was nice enough to send this to me. The album is entitled Find a Heart. And this is on the Savant record label, featuring Jeff Keyser on pianist, by the way. And this is Not Like This, Miss Denise Donatelli.
Not like this, without a single tear. We can't just walk away as if it never happened. Our kind of love has never talked in whispers. So if it's time to go, let's do it right and go out loud. But not like this, without a backward glance. Did all our feelings die the moment love was over? Well, not in me, 'cause I still feel you in my soul. So I will leave you tenderly or bitterly, but not like this. Just
That was Michelle Nirenberg Group from a new release that just came out on the Carioca Music label. And the album is titled Retrato Portrait. And that was, of course, Duke Ellington's Caravan, arranged by the saxophonist and leader Michelle Nirenberg. Here's another new release. I just got this. This is very interesting. Ryan Truesdell presents the Gil Evans Project live at the Jazz Standard. He put together quite a nice band and performed the arrangements of the late, great Gil Evans. And I thought I'd play a cut of this for you. This is a medley called the Easy Living Medley, and it features three tunes: Easy Living, Everything Happens to Me, and Moon Dreams. And the vocalist on this is Miss Wendy Gillis. So here's Ryan Truesdell presenting the Gil Evans Project.
Love would turn the trick to sent an airmail special to. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage too. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. Thank you.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street and hearing words that I have never heard from a guy to me. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Street and hearing words that I have never heard from a God that I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. Crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thanks, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond, where the Cool Jazz Set originates each week at this time. We just heard a nice recording, a new release by vocalist and pianist, marvelous piano player as well as vocalist, Carl Wellsman. The album is entitled Alone Together, and we heard It Might As Well Be Spring. And that features a nice array of musicians backing her on this. Rufus Reed on bass and Lewis Nash on drums. And on some of the tracks, Steve Kroon and Jay Azzolina on guitar, Wallace Rennie on trumpet. Wonderful album. She has a nice website, by the way, too. Carol Wellsman, Wellsman, carolwellsman.com. And a lot of really fine recordings available. Here's another nice release. I'm going to finish this first set out with this. This is from alto saxophonist George Robert. And the title of the recording is New Life. And it features George Robert on alto, Dado Moroni on piano, Peter Washington, the bassist, and the great Jeff Hamilton on drums. And this is a tune written by Mr. Robert in honor of his hero, Cannonball Adderley. And the title of the tune is Cannonball. Here's the George Robert Quartet.